This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Starting today, the federal government will try to collect from tens of thousands of Coloradans who are late on their student loans. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
This is a big deal. If they don't pay up, they'll start losing tax refunds, have their wages garnished, and could see their future Social Security benefits reduced. It also impacts your credit score, which makes it harder to get loans for things like cars. The important thing to remember is if your loan is in delinquency, you may be eligible for deferments or forbearance and public service loan forgiveness. But it's important not to fall all the way into default because then your options shrink even further.
CPR's Jenny Brundine. More information is coming to light about a surprise find of artifacts from different cultures in Lavida. KRCC Shauna Lewis reports.
Excavators putting in a drain near the historic Adobe Francisco Fort Museum several years ago dug up charcoal from what appeared to be a hearth. Carbon dating now shows it was in use around 1721 to 1814. Museum director Anne Stottleman says, along with other artifacts, they also found a large number of animal bones that may be even older.
And we really want to analyze what those bones are, and that's going to tell us a lot more about what Lavida looked like prior to 1710.
Stottleman says they uncovered other artifacts, likely left behind by indigenous peoples, as well as by Spanish and Anglo settlers. Anthropologists are continuing to study the site. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
The Colorado Springs Switchbacks FC will play the New York Red Bulls Tuesday night. The teams are from separate professional soccer leagues, but are meeting for the first time in the U.S. Open Cup, which matches up teams from various leagues across the country in a bracket-style tournament. Kickoff is at 7:30 in the Springs. This is CPR News in KRCC.